Ciao, Skinny.
Hello. Yes, hello, this is Catherine from Local Splash. Is this Jeff Paolini?
Yes.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. Doing well. Thank you so much for asking. I'm actually just trying to reach out to you. One of our specialists did let us know that you have questions about the current subscription that you do have. How can we help with it? What questions do you have?
Oh, okay. It was, you know, when I Googled, well, you know, you just bring up Tuscany filters, bring me a map, you'll see it looks like it's like two different listings on Google for it.
I'm really sorry to cut you off, but you sound like you're very far.
Sorry, is that better?
That is a lot better.
Could be the reception on the phone, sorry. But,
probably.
Yeah, so when I bring up Tuscany buildings, framing and math, you'll see this, like, looks like Google has three different listings for it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Tuscany Builders. Well, you would have to check. So you just typed in Tuscany Builders?
Yeah, I typed in Tuscany Builders, maybe Framingham Map.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay. Yep, I think
well,
I do see.
Well, not sure if that's screwing up things like the SEO or whatnot, you know?
Sure, not a problem. Let me take a look. Because actually, when it comes to Tuscany Builders, I'm actually pulling up a few as well for Tuscany Builders. It could be that these are actually, you're pulling up businesses from other areas, okay? But definitely, if you take a look into all these services that you've mentioned, they would have different information. So probably you just have this, you know, have the same name, the same business name, but different locations. It's very important. Actually, it's not your business name that your clients are going to be typing in, usually, unless they know your business, of course. But what they usually would look for, you know, what they would usually use in looking for businesses they want to go for are keywords or services that you're offering.
Yeah, no, I mean, I totally get that. I was just wondering, does that goof up the SEO? Does Google...
Oh, no. Definitely it doesn't mess up the SEO because apart from apart from us targeting keywords, this is almost, I would say, geo-targeted as well. So the keywords are highly optimized based on the keywords itself and the locations that you want to target. So if there are, if there are other Tuscany builders that are actually up there that are from different locations and are targeting different areas too, that doesn't really affect the SEO. If you take a look into it, that you're going to see there different information per Tuscany builder. So that would mean that each are actually different businesses on Google, probably from different areas too. So there's really, I would say, a lot into the optimization process that allows it not to have effects onto the results that you'll be getting. But if you want, you could also have it checked with our Google specialist too.
No, I mean, if that's what you're saying, it's fine. I just didn't know. Yeah, you because know, when I Googled Tuscany Builders and Framing, like three came up on Google. I think mine's the one with like the 5 stars.
5 stars. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, no worries in that, okay? If those are actually with the same business, Google would know it. Google would tag it as duplicate because Google doesn't like duplicate listings. So it's going to create more complications. More likely these are different businesses. But yes, that's what I would really, you know, that's what I would really love to let you know. It doesn't actually really affect that much. Anyways, if you're, you know, you mentioned as well that it's the only company among the three Tuscany builders that does have reviews that definitely do, you know, put you on a very good spot because a lot of potential clients does really refer to the reviews as well. You know,
okay.
I mean, a lot of people would prefer to see what customers have actually, you know, can actually say for the business and for the services you're offering. So you're in a very good spot on that. But, yep, that's what I would really want to let you know. It doesn't really affect anything that we do.
Great. Great.
Yep.
And I did have one more question.
Sure.
Did have a past client go on recently because I needed, like, a review from a recent Google. And they did, you know, the guy told me, hey, I gave you a 5-star review and because he had a Gmail account. But I don't see his review anywhere.
Okay. But one
they, you know, so you guys sent me over a link that I needed to use in order to get the guarantee. So I sent that link to him. And when I checked the link, it appeared it was like, you know, to give a review. He did it, and I don't see it anywhere. I mean, I'm assuming that's how I got the Google guarantee was because of his review.
Okay.
So wondering where the hell that review went, you know?
Not a problem. When did he leave the review?
It was like last week he did it for me.
Last week.
Yeah, let me see. Hold on, I can almost I can just look to see when he did it. Just going through my emails over here. Much shit on my emails, you know what I'm saying?
It's okay, not a problem. Well, if you do say that it's been a week, you know, maybe if you could pull up actually the information that your client did send you a review already, that'll be great. Please send us, like, probably a screenshot of it. We'll follow it up with Google, because actually when it comes to reviews, Google actually reviews them as well. So it undergoes a review process, but usually it takes just about three business days, I would say, so that would be something that's already concerning.
Yeah, the email's like 5:50 p.m. December 19th.
That'll be wonderful.
Just a 5-star review, and it should be posted soon. Merry Christmas to you and your family, you know?
If you could send us a copy of it, we will follow it up with Google.
Yeah, I mean,
is that okay?
Yeah, you never CC'd me a copy of a review, but I just assume, you know.
Oh, not necessarily the review, but that message from your client will do.
Right.
We will follow
it
up with Google.
Okay.
Reviews are very important, and we really appreciate you for bringing in a lot of reviews for your business.
Right. Yeah, it'd be helpful.
Definitely is. I mean, even if, you know, you are a consumer, you do check on the reviews as well, right? Before you opt into anything. So putting in reviews into your business is really doing good for your, you know, for your, I would say, online performance and for more visibility on your end as well. But yeah, send us a copy of that. You know, just take a screenshot, send us a copy of it. I'll put notes into your account and forward it to our Google specialist so they can follow up with a review. Okay?
Yeah, right. That'll be great.
Wonderful. Awesome. We'll definitely work on that. Anything else?
No, I mean, that was it. You know? That's all I had.
But no worries. We'll definitely double check on that and we'll let you know. Okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you so much as well. And you have a wonderful, you know, you have a wonderful rest of your day, Jeff.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.